HIV cases in people over 50 are on the rise. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Eileen Warner-Marin, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, explains why older adults may not appreciate the risks as much as the younger generation.
Last year, the CDC announced an astonishing figure. 50% of all HIV/AIDS cases in the U.S. involve people over 50, although the majority of that group has aged with HIV since the advent of highly active antiretroviral therapy. About 17% of them had the virus transmitted when they were older. What makes older adults vulnerable to HIV? The main issue is the lack of understanding about the risk. Many people over 50 remember using condoms to avoid pregnancy, but may not consider being at risk for HIV or other STDs, issues that were not a concern as they were coming of age. Many older people consider HIV as an infection that affects the young, the poor, IV drug users, or gay men, and don't see themselves as being at risk if they don't fit in to any of those categories. But the virus does not discriminate against age and can be transmitted more easily to a postmenopausal woman because of micro tears from inadequate lubrication. The greatest issue in older adult transmission is the lack of dialogue between them and their providers. Prescribing ED medications without discussing safe sex practices or assuming monogamy prevents patients from engaging in a conversation about what personal preventative strategies are needed. Healthcare providers must ask every patient, "Do you need any information about safe sex?" Not all patients will need to have this conversation, but asking the question opens the door in a safe, non-judgmental way.
That was Eileen Warner-Marin of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.